Greetings, Vixen! Hooray! Week one is upon us of the Goals for Greatness program, or Goal Setting for the Good Life. So are you ready to set and smash some goals? Let's finally put a big fat check mark next to the goals that you've had on your list for years, weeks, months, days, who knows? Anyway, I'm so excited to be here with you on week number one and to open up this program with a podcast. And each week throughout the program, you're going to get a podcast that will tell you everything you need to know about the homework assignments and the exercises that we'll be completing throughout the program. That said, week number one is all about discovery. So before we can set the goals, like the nitty-gritty goal setting stuff, we need to tap into what you really want as a person, as a vixen, as a mother, as a sister. We need to figure out what makes you tick and what makes you happy. And from there, you can set goals that actually matter. So I'm going to walk you through each exercise and you'll have all the info that you need to succeed. And we're focusing on discovery this week. So this week, the homework is a little heavy, to be honest, and it will take some introspection. But I promise you, once you've completed the work, you're going to feel crystal clear and fresh about what you want to pursue. So let's dive right in and make this short and sweet. First up, we have the circle of life. Now, I came across this exercise in my health coach certification, and it has been by far one of the most important things that I have my vixens do in their journey. So this exercise, you'll either need to print out the worksheet or draw a replica in a notebook. You can follow the instructions on the bottom of the worksheet, but the basic premise is this. The worksheet maps out different areas of your life, or different zones, if you will. Mark a dot close to the inside of the circle to demonstrate dissatisfaction or unimportance in this area, or said area. Mark a dot towards the outer edge of the circle to demonstrate satisfaction and importance. So it's a sliding scale, so you have to use your judgment here. Next thing you do is you just connect the dots with lines to get a visual representation of what's out of balance. Last step, which is not on the worksheet, juicy good, make a list of the top 3 to 5 categories that are most important to you. And if you are so willing, share your results with the Facebook group. Let's fire up some accountability, work with your partners and your vixens in this program, and share the areas of life that are really exciting and important to you from this exercise. There's number one. Number two, next exercise on the agenda is your insanely happy list. So this exercise is designed to get you thinking about what things truly make you happy. So these can be recreational items, hobbies, activities with loved ones. I really want you to try to push and make a list of 10. It could be gardening, cooking, skiing, camping, getting organized, reading, swimming, etc. So take as much time as you need and push to get 10. You got this, I promise. We'll use this exercise later in the goal setting process, but for now, just get her done and write down the things that make you insanely happy in life. Okay, moving forward. And you guys, if you need to pause this at any time, you can just hit the pause button on the podcast. Follow the instructions for the exercise, and when you're ready to move on, you can hit play again, and we are moving. So this exercise, we are going to focus on your habits. So we all have these habits that we'd like to create in our life, and we all have some bad habits as well. Am I right? So take some time to make a list of habits that you'd like to form in 2017. In this coming year, the habits that you'd really like to create and implement in your life. Make a list of these habits. The things that will make you healthier and happier. You know, the things you know you should be doing but aren't. Ooh. Don't worry about the bad habits that you'd like to shed. We're going to work on those in the next step. This is actually kind of amazing how easy this is. You tend to know exactly what you should be doing. Again, we're going to come back to this during the goal setting process in another week, but right now I just want you to make a list of habits that you'd like to create and we will move forward. Okay. So this last exercise is about identifying what bothers you. So these can be toxic anchors, they can be things that are bringing you down, the things that you know you need to set right in your life. Don't push for a specific number, but try and reference the circle of life to see if anything pops up for you. Remember those little circles that were at the very inside of the circle. So notice the areas of your life that are marked closer to the circle and kind of try and determine what bothers you there. So these could be things like, I drink too much wine, or I skip the gym too easily, or I don't keep my house as tidy as I would like to, or I wish I went to the farmer's market more. So this is your bother list. And I know this sounds a little bit negative and heavy and kind of icky, but we can't push forward and create really meaningful, spectacular goals without things that we want to create and cultivate, and also things that we need to let go of, toxic anchors. Okay, so there you have it, my dears, a quick run through of all your assignments for week number one. Woo, not so bad, right? So, side note, this is very important. There will be questions that come up for you during these exercises, and it's going to be inevitable this week and throughout the rest of your 6 weeks in this program. Please feel free to post them to the Facebook group page. You can shoot me an email, or you can simply post in the group, I need one-on-one. By posting, I need one-on-one, you'll get a direct message from me with my phone number, and we can hop on a quick call to get you through your roadblock. This is literally no skin off my back. Do not feel like you are burdening me in any way. This is what I love to do. If you get stuck, if you have a question, if you feel like you are just not able to proceed through an exercise, I am here to help you. Okay. It's all about support. It's all about progress. It's all about exploration. And you're not alone. You are a vixen and you got this. So I hope to hear from you soon. Good luck on your homework. Love, 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 and appreciate you.